I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Dr. David Curry of Open Doors USA recently participated in the International Religious Freedom Roundtable. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was also present. One of the goals? To hold China accountable for its religious persecution.
China is perhaps the most sophisticated persecutor of Christians right now in the world. And by that, what I mean is they're using technology, facial recognition, automated intelligence to track Christians, monitor churches, and so forth, creating a list, a social score that could potentially be used very detrimentally against Christians.
It's unclear why the U.S. is stepping up its game with China, but if something doesn't change, the persecution will get worse. So pray for the believers facing persecution to have boldness and perseverance in their faith. And ministry in Papua, Indonesia has changed over 60 years, and that's a good thing. Papua sits on the west side of the island of New Guinea with rough terrain. Mission Aviation Fellowship serves Papua's remote communities with flights for humanitarian, medical, and spiritual support. MAF pilot Dennis Bergstrasser says the ministry was there when missions first started on the island. Missionaries hiked interior to start relationships, build airstrips, and plant churches.
And then the last 20 years has been more where the missions have given over the work to the local church. And so most of my flying is with the local pastors, not so much missionaries anymore, because they've turned that over to the local church.
MAF pilots are even finding opportunities to share their faith and build relationships with local believers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.